Yeah.
No hurry, you take your time. Everything's cool. Your battery may be run down.
Yeah.
Okay. We're in no hurry. You're fine. Don't run.
She said to fix it. I didn't even hear it.
Is that what it was? Y'all ready?
Hey,
you ready?
Yes, sir. Okay, go for it.
Good morning, everybody. Today's Monday, August 31, 2020. It's a little after 10 a.m. We're here in regular session of the Upshur County Commissioner's Court. Before we get going, I would like to ask Mr. Gene Dolly to say the prayer and Mr. Dustin Nicholson to lead us in both pledges.
Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for this opportunity to meet and discuss the business of this county. We thank you for all the things that you've done for us, the salvation of our souls, the death of your son, that you loved us so much, that you gave us. We pray this morning, dear God, that you heal America. We ask, dear Lord, from the bottom of our hearts for you to intervene and remove the chaos, the unlawlessness and the anarchy, and replace it with peace and love and cooperation. And Heavenly Father, we pray that you bless this court this morning, that the decisions that are made, that will be made for the best for the people of Upshur County. Father, we ask for your guidance and your wisdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor and Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Mr. Nichols, will you give us a COVID update, please, sir?
Yes, sir. As of this morning, it's a total of 331 cases. That out of that 331, 49 of them are still active cases. 279 of them are recovered cases, and we're still showing the 3 deaths.
And I understand we have a case of COVID in this building that's currently active?
Yes, sir.
All right, and there's a case of COVID down at the Justice Center that's currently active, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And then it's already been through the Rock building and back out?
Yes, sir,
okay. Thank you, sir. All righty, we have anybody signed up to visit with us this morning? None? Okay. This should be a short meeting then. Number two, consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meetings, B, payroll changes, C, the payroll, D, budget amendments, E, accounts payable, F, except for recording the auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oath, deputation certificate, state and county taxes summary, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500. License agreement between I3 Bearcat LLC, aka Net Data Corporation, and Upshur County, Texas. Inmate communication addendum agreement between Upshur County, Texas and NCIC, Inmate Communications Incorporated. Order setting salaries of the Upshur County Auditor and Assistant Auditors. Employee position list, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Motion to approve A through F.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve items 2A through F. Is there any discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Aye, except for payroll, and I vote no.
Okay. How did you vote?
Aye.
Okay. Motion passes 4.5-1/2. And Mr. Burke, in his defense, had a bookkeeping problem. It goes down to the very core of his being. He's a good man, so he was for the payroll, but for a technical legal reason,
correct,
he voted nay. One thing before we go any further, you guys, it's an important announcement. The public hearing that and the adoption meeting that we were going to have on the county budget this Friday, September the 4th, has been canceled. That meeting will be rescheduled to September the 15th. Everything's on the road like it's supposed to be, but the meeting September 4th is off. That meeting is September 15th in a combined meeting, which will be the regular Commissioner's Court day. The reason we're putting that off is way down deep in the tax code, we have to give a special notice of how much more money the fiscal year 2021 budget will be from last year, and the notice that was published initially was defective. So we're republishing the notice this week, and that'll have us teed up for the 15th. That is nobody's fault in particular. I'm glad you caught that, Miss Howe. And then I found that not under that chapter, but another chapter of the tax code that says, oh, be sure when you publish it, see this other section of the tax code. I left that in there, but we're on top of it, and everything is going to be just fine. I think, just to go a step further, the notice needed to state that the budget that's on the table and to be talked about, even though we're not going to change the tax rate, would actually have an increase of $289,705, but not due to raising the tax rate. And so that was what was not in the notice that had to be in there. All right. Number three, discuss and take action on Union Pacific Railroad to establish a county road in Big Sandy, Texas. Mr. Jordan.
I was contacted by Union Pacific. They are wanting to expand and do a switch station just west of 155 Highway 80 intersection. They're going to put in, or they're proposing, to build a county road that starts right there at the intersection. It'll tie into the city's municipal area, or not municipal, but the little commercial area that the
business
city
park
has there.
Industrial
park. It'll tie in there, and then it'll go all the way to the county line, the Wood County line. There'll be a small section in Wood County, but the lump sum of it is in Upshur County. The city of Big Sandy, I spoke with them this morning. They are happy with it. The only thing is, the way the railroad usually does it is they either put up a warranty bond for 2 years, or they put up a lump sum for maintenance on that road. What they want us to do is, or what I'm asking y'all to do is, allow us to go ahead and do this. We'll bypass the subdivision specs because they're in the choo-choo train business,
They're not in the road building business, so they're going to use a state licensed contractor to do this work, however we said, as far as the design. But I'm asking y'all if y'all are okay with that, bypassing the subdivision specs and moving forward, or what y'all's feelings are on it.
What kind of road surface is that going to be when they're through?
What I would suggest is 6 inches of process base with 4 inches of hot mix over the top of it.
So it's going to be an asphalt paved road?
A hot mix asphalt, yes, sir.
And then they're saying we'll even pay you some amount when we're through to cover maintenance of the road if there was any maintenance.
Right.
And so really what we're getting is a small, how long is this road, do you know?
I honestly can't answer that question, Judge. I apologize.
You know, I like that answer. That's a good answer. I don't know. Rather than making something up. Or not that anybody here would do that. Hold on a minute, Phil. It looks like this thing in one piece is 1,648 feet, and another piece 707 feet. So it looks like a win-win for everybody to me. You agree?
Yes, sir.
It's going to really be a high-grade project. And then it's affecting a few people that's on the list, but I hadn't heard anybody really complain about it. I think it's a win-win.
So it means we don't do hot mix repairs. Would that bond be sufficient enough to cover the repairs?
I think that if we do a warranty bond, we have them set up like $1 million warranty bond, and they'll carry it for a couple of years. And from there, I think we're going to be in good shape.
I'm fine with.
But you're wanting to wait. You're wanting us to waive the time limit. Just get in there and get it done.
Yes,
and
sir.
Accept the road is what you're really asking us to do.
I think the bond should last the same as a subdivision bond should. So at least minimum of 6 years on the
6 years
on the bond.
Is that what y'all want?
Well, have they mentioned how much they're willing to pay for maintenance if we do away with the bond? If they hadn't, that's cool.
No, they have not.
I'm sure they're not going to give us $1 million and say, here, take that and just keep it and use some of it for the road if you need it. So you want a bond for how long? 6 years?
I would say at least 6 years because we don't do hot mix in the county. We do oil dirt.
All
so
right.
That would at least cover the repairs for 6 years.
Will that be doable?
The gentleman I spoke with railroad said they normally do two. I can go out and I can ask. Or if y'all have a lump sum in mind that y'all would rather put up.
I think the bond's a better deal.
I agree.
Because we're not set up to do hot mix.
I fully agree.
So that's my only concern.
Okay. So I'll take a motion to approve this with a six-year bond.
I make a motion that we accept the proposal from Union Pacific and waive the waiting period based on the information Mr. Jordan just furnished us, and that all the people on this list have been contacted and are satisfied.
With the six-year bond?
With the six-year bond.
Second.
Most and a second, we approve the Union Pacific Railroad construction project with a six-year warranty bond for the maintenance of it, and that we go ahead and put it into county road inventory upon completion?
Yes.
Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 5-0. Thank you, Mr.
Thank
Jordan.
You
Good. Can I ask my question?
Yes.
You've got a six-year warranty bond for maintenance of the road. They're going to pay for the actual building of it, though, the initial building, too, right?
This will not cost the county down, no, sir.
Okay, so the railroad will pay for that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thanks.
Number four, discuss and take action to set sheriff and constable's fees for 2021. Oh, I got on the wrong packet. Thank you. Oh, I found it. Once a year, we have to officially set the sheriff's and constable's fees. that they charge for certain functions that they perform pursuant to their oaths of office, including serving civil process papers, approving bonds, and things of that nature. Kristen, is there something in here that tells us how much we're setting them to?
No.
Ma'am?
No.
We haven't raised anything from last year.
So just keep it at the current rate? How much y'all charge to serve a citation?
$100.
Yeah. I'm just playing with you a little. It's $100.
I have to go back and look exactly. Yeah, it's $100. Rates are $150.
And then if you serve two of them, it's $200, because that second one's real heavy. I'm just playing with you. Ever since I was a young boy, lawyer, I was wondering.
And that's pretty compatible with everybody around us. Some are a little more, some are a little less.
It's a revenue raiser that we have to have. I'm just picking on y'all this morning. But I always wonder, why don't they just say, okay, anything extra is $25 per extra document? I don't make the rules from the comptroller's office. I just go by them. So anyway, we need a motion to continue into the future our current rates for the sheriff and constable fees.
I make that motion.
Second.
Most and a second that we continue the sheriff and constable rates for services in the current amounts. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number 5, discuss and take action to authorize the Upshur County Criminal District Attorney's Office to appoint a new reserve investigator in accordance with Texas Government Code Section 41.102. Mr. Byrd needs our vote to approve appointing a reserve investigator, and I understand Mr. Hazel's the reserve investigator going to be Mr. Freddie Fitzgerald, or do you know?
We don't know that. You can only assume.
Okay.
Nobody's here to answer that question.
And Mr. Billy Byrd contacted me yesterday. They're in quarantine because of the COVID,
right,
and asked that we do this. He told me the reserve investigator would be Freddie Fitzgerald.
If he told you that, then that's probably what's going to happen.
And then, so we need to clothe him with that authority. It doesn't cost the county any money at all. Just need to create the position. Thank you for pinch hitting.
So do we need to appoint Freddie, or is the position?
No, just approve him appointing a new reserve investigator. But that's who it's going to be, what he told me. And Freddie recently retired from the sheriff's office, and he's with the Northeast Texas Child Advocacy Center.
I make a motion to approve Upshur County District Attorney to appoint a new reserve investigator in accordance with the Texas Government Code 41.102.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve Mr. Billy Byrd with the Upshur County District Attorney's Office to appoint a reserve investigator in accordance with Texas Government Code Section 41.102. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. It doesn't cost us anything, and I guess he gets a grant from the state. But he contacted me yesterday and said to tell everybody it doesn't cost the county anything. Number 6, discuss and take action to accept for recording the plat for Heartland Crossing Subdivision.
That's fine. It's filing a plat only. There will be no roads or anything going to be into the county inventory, so I would like to make a motion to accept Heartland Crossing Subdivision plat for filing, please.
Second.
Most and a second, we'd accept for recording the plat for Heartland Crossing Subdivision. Any further discussion?
There's a bunch of copies.
Okay.
Where is that?
If you look on there and tell
it's
him
my
where
precinct.
It is.
I'm drawing a blank, Philip. And Diana.
Diana, okay.
We'll let you look at it.
Off of, is it Al Road?
Al, yeah.
It's gonna be off of Al Road, off of 3245.
Those in favor of the plat, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Now, don't all y'all leave at once, because we have to sign a bunch of stuff. Anything further on number 7?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion and second that we adjourn. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank everybody for coming this morning.
Last meeting.
I know.